NutriMedical's Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. The beauty of your skin, hair, and nails is dependent on the production of collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid. You can increase these with Collagen Max, and it triples the rate of the proline transhydroxylase enzyme. You can increase hyaluronic acid with the joint performance and the use of red deer velvet DR, and the use of oncomycin to increase the production of stem cell regeneration. The use of topicals, including pregnenolone and DHA, will reduce inflammation in your skin and help it heal. And taking Omega Supreme Pro of fatty acids will help regenerate your fatty acids in your tissues. The combination of using NutriMed's Royal Jelly and Collagen Max dramatically increases collagen, elastin, hyaluronic acid in your skin, hair, and nails, and prevents the cross-linking. You can also prevent the cross-linking of tissues in your skin using curcumin cream along with pregnenolone and DHEA. Amazing protocol. 888-212-8871 and NutriMedical.com to regenerate and stay beautiful with strong skin, hair, and nails.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
have the amazing Lowell Ponte here, who actually is co-author with Craig Smith, who's on Neil Cavuto's Fox Business every week. And you've been on think tanks. You've been an author for Nature, Science, and Geopolitics for many decades. The latest article you have is The Power to Destroy. Elizabeth Warren joins presidential warpath. Blast the liberal senator's magic fairy dust economic policies. Let's go through your analysis, Lowell, please.
Oh, sure. Well, I mean, Elizabeth Warren has finally thrown her, what would we call it, her headdress into the ring.
Her feathers. Her feathers.
Yeah.
Feathered headdress.
This woman, who, of course, declared herself to be a Native American, turns out is one 1,024th Native American, which makes her less than the average American. But it's touching. What's endearing about that, and it's very typical of what her politics are all about, she wound up taking a seat at Harvard University that had been more or less set aside for a genuine Native American.
Wow.
She stole that seat. She made more than $4 million by stealing that seat. She has supposedly apologized for having misled people into this or misguided them, but she has not offered to give back a penny of the money she has stolen. She has not offered in any way to make amends to real Native Americans for their being deprived. It would be like, in the movie Soul Man many years ago, you know, where there is a scholarship for a black student, and so a white student simply puts black marker stuff on his face, goes in, gets the scholarship, and thereby, of course, shoves aside real African Americans who could have gotten the scholarship, and in the end, recant. The difference is Elizabeth Warren has shown no sign of recanting at all. What she has shown is a willingness, at age 69, to go after the 29-year-old Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez for the title Great Heroine of the Progressive Cause.
Right.
She's willing to match virtually anything that Ocasio-Cortez
imagine and exceed it, please.
Including the Green New Deal, which is an amazing proposal. The good news is, in an act of glorious courage on his part, the Republican Senate leader has said, "Oh well, let's just put the Green New Deal that Ms. Ocasio-Cortez loves so much, let's just put that up for a vote. And we'll let Democrats decide whether they'll vote for it, vote against it, or make fools of themselves by pretending or by claiming to be absent and not able to vote at all." The Green New Deal, among other things, would replace airplanes with high-speed railroads throughout the country. That's a wonderful solution unless you happen to live in Europe or Hawaii or some such place.
Yeah, yeah.
In which case, you would have to go back. It would basically ban the internal combustion engine, which means virtually all ships except nuclear submarines and nuclear Navy ships would be required to find some other way to power themselves, such as sail. In other words, we're going back 150 years to have an acceptable technology to her. In outlawing fossil fuels, they'd also outlaw, I take it back, they won't allow Navy ships either, because they want to do away with nuclear reactors, too.
Oh.
Even though that's an arguably much cleaner form of energy. She intends to retrofit every house and other building in the United States to upgrade its energy quality and have that all done within 10 years, presumably at taxpayer expense. But that doesn't matter because she has infinite taxes planned for you and me. And she wants to provide secure income for those who are unable or unwilling. This was the word of her original document. Unable or unwilling to work.
Wow.
They would be given a universal income. Oh, and those who do want to work, they will be given a government unionized job.
Right. In other words, they'd be owned by the state and be basically an indentured worker. Same way as health care. People don't realize when they passed national health care in Canada, because originally were insurance policies in Manitoba and Nova Scotia, the health care professions became indentured slaves with no pensions, by the way, doctors and nurses, to the indentured health care system in Canada, which has deteriorated dramatically. That's why a lot of Canadians come to America to get health care, because they can't get it in Canada, period.
And the doctors and nurses, I take it, were told what they could charge
for
medical care or how much they could earn over a period of time.
Right. And also what procedures, because it's fee-for-service code. So if it's not on the code, it's also against the policy. And you can be disciplined by the provincial licensing authority for doing something that's not paid for by the state, by the province. So this very disgusting system makes your medicine doesn't advance, and if you actually have an innovative idea, even if it's cheaper than the current system, they don't want it. And then, of course, if they limit the number of beds or the number of monitoring units, if you're a certain age, you just don't get taken care of. And if you cost more than a certain amount of money, they're just going to give you a lethal injection and send you to the next world. They're going to kill you. If you don't think this happens in socialist medicine, you're an idiot. So Ocasio-Cortez, we call her Occasional Cortex, Bernie Sanders Claus, now Elizabeth Warren, these people are evil nutballs that have no idea that socialism kills, period.
So the idea is, as long as you're young enough to still be paying taxes, you may be worth keeping alive. But as soon as you cease paying, as soon as you become a net drain on the system, then you're utterly expendable.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. So there is no retirement, really, in Canada unless you think your health will hold up without essential medical care.
There's retirement, but it's 6 feet of dirt.
That's encouragement.
Yeah.
By the way, I just noted in the news, I'll be throwing these medical notes in periodically, Cory Booker is one of several senators, including Elizabeth Warren and others, who immediately signed on as co-sponsors before they'd even seen the text of it, to this new Green Deal or Green New Deal that's being offered. Cory Booker, however, has his own claim to health. You see, he's a vegan, and he says that meat eaters' days are numbered now, according to the Daily Caller. There are some things they didn't mention, though. Number one, we already know that a 163% meat tax is coming down the pike. That's already been planned. It's already been laid in. So if you want to eat meat, they will charge you more than 1.5 times what you're paying for it just in tax for the honor of eating meat. Number two, we have a famous vegan or vegetarian in recent history. His name was Adolf Hitler. And as they say about Cory Booker, he acts like a vegetable. Maybe it is true that you are what you eat.
He's what's called B2, which is broccoli brain. How's that?
You are so... Well, clearly you don't just eat vegan things.
No. I have a non-vegan brain, which means I have essential fatty acids, neurotransmitters, myelin sheaths that allow saltatory nerve conduction, and my cortex is actually phase-locked between different parts of my cortex so I can learn things. These people are beyond the ability to learn new things, aren't they?
Well, they are. Now, I want to say, because when my wife and I married 44 years ago, she was essentially a vegetarian, more or less. She'd eat fish and so on. But as I took the position, I, too, am a vegetarian. It's just that I happen to be a lacto-ovo-fisho-fowlo-carno-vegetarian. I make these little exceptions.
Right.
But other than that, there I am. So here we have...
Well, actually, I'm a vegetarian, but as I say, my exclusion is I'll eat grass-fed beef, lamb, etc. I'll eat organic, non-farm fish if I can get it. That's not Fukushima Daiichi from the Pacific Ocean. Or filter feeders. There's, scallops and so on that are basically being bioconcentrating radiotoxins. So we're all in some variation.
Atlantic salmon?
Yeah, I'll eat Atlantic salmon, of course. But the problem is, you see, I prefer things like chicken primarily and fish. We'll occasionally have beef once a month, but it has to be grass-fed. And if I eat non-grass-fed, I become extremely manic and sick as hell. And, my body says, what the hell are you doing to me? And people don't understand, it's not even the same species. If you have organic-fed food, for example, most people don't realize you need to have free-range organic chicken because all the chicken feed fed in North America has arsenic in it. So if I get somebody's blood back and I send to Meridian Valley Labs and says, look at how much arsenic you get, I'm thinking, how the hell do they have that? Well, you can get it from well water if you've got a lot of arsenic in your well water. But the primary way you get arsenic in America is you eat chicken that's not organic. Because all the chicken feed, all the public chicken houses in America and the West are laced to devil with arsenic. Interesting, eh?
Wow. Well, there was a time when a time of white privilege, if you will, when it was fashionable for women to have as white a skin as possible, and so they would take low-dose arsenic to whiten their skin.
Do you know why it does that? Because it kills the pigment cells in your skin. It kills the melanocytes. Isn't that nice?
Well, if that's what they call white privilege, deal me out. In any event, Elizabeth Warren, in dealing with her rival, her 40-year-old younger rival, or 40-year younger rival, Ocasio-Cortez had, of course, proposed a 70% income tax on the rich. Senator Warren has, as an alternative, offered a wealth tax to seize 2-3% of the value of everything the wealthy and well-connected have. Their savings, their homes, their yachts, all of their possessions and assets. And because the wealth tax would be collected every year, over and over, it would quickly eat away at whatever accumulated wealth they had. But it potentially could take vastly more.
You made a comment last week I want you to expand on, because you mentioned they did try to pull this off in, I think, Sweden, and there is accumulated wealth class that's like 200 or 300 billion. And the taxes they were going to try to accumulate were like 600 million. And it turns out the wealthy just said, we're leaving. See you later. And wealthy people know how to hide assets all over the world. That's why if you think you can just tax the wealthy and they're not going to leave or reassign their assets or set up foundations and so on, you're crazy. They're not going to let you tax them to death. They have battalions of attorneys and accountants, don't they?
Indeed, but I think you should be very careful talking about they versus us. I mean, if you happen to earn $32,400, you are in the 1% richest people on the planet.
There you go.
As defined by the International Monetary Fund. If you go back and look at the history, for example, of the income tax in this country, when they passed the progressive income tax, they did it with all of the politicians solemnly swearing, oh, this will never touch you. This tax will only affect the rich, and you will be left completely alone. You'll never have to pay this. Okay, how many people listening to us right now are paying income tax? Why surprise, most of them.
Right.
And this is a challenge. I mean, when they promise you that they have a tax, but it will only affect rich people, you look at the fine print language of it, and for example, for the last 10 or 15 years, leftists passing anything from the government no longer include income adjustment. Why do they do that, or inflation adjustment? Because they want the taxes to reach out and take more and more and more from you. And so your wealth or your income is not shielded by an inflation adjustment, a cost of living adjustment. It is just going to amount to heavier and heavier income and wealth. And therefore, sooner or later, you will be taxed, just as we now are in the income tax.
Exactly. Now, here's an important thing. It's called the old green math. And when I'm an environmentalist. I was a charter member of Greenpeace 50 years ago, oceanographer, before I went into medicine. And what I think is they don't realize you can't tax the wealthy into a state of nirvana. You can't. And in fact, if you think you can just print money, they printed enough bolivars, you're actually better off to use the bolivars to wipe your ass in Venezuela than to actually buy toilet paper, because the toilet paper is too dear now. So the problem is, people like Ocasio-Cortez, when I look at her, I'm thinking, clinically, she's a manic depressive, having a bad spell of psychosis. And the problem is that the party now, the Democratic Party, are kissing the butt of Ocasio-Cortez, or trying to mimic her. When we see Warren, she's trying to one-up Ocasio-Cortez, saying, hey, that's not enough. 70% tax, we're going to take everything they got. It's called asset seizure. Now, if they think they can asset seizure themselves into a state of blissful communist nirvana, and we have to call it what it is. The Soviet Socialist Republic was never said it's a communist republic. That had a bad connotation. All of this... all this is toxic, lethal, end-state, gruel-class socialism. It'll kill healthcare, kill people, kill economies, kill the environment. It'll kill everything. It's amazing, isn't it? Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation, and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutriMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop-down message at NutriMedical.com, and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores, or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutriMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutriMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop down menu, and stay well with NutriMedical every day of your life. CBD or cannabidiol oil has amazing properties of reducing anxiety, fighting cancer, lowering blood pressure, and helping the body's immune system respond appropriately to infections and inflammation, and modulating autoimmune diseases. CBD oil from our source is carbon dioxide extracted at 550 milligrams per 15 ml bottle or 37 milligrams per ml, but has a special, most powerful liposomal polyphenol to absorb much higher concentrations than by any other source or any other provider in America or worldwide. Get CBD liposomal oil from NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871, and calm yourself down. You can take our other nutraceuticals with it, like Stress2Go, 5-HTP Cross, Calm Mind, and Brain Mag, but get them at NutriMedical.com, the ultimate place for solutions for your health with oat toxic polypharmacy. That's NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle, using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit-flavored mixed power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day. Cell Defense Plus by NutriMedical.com has the most powerful absorbed form of curcumin in the world. It's the only form of curcumin that can suppress cancer mother cells, turn off inflammation for autoimmune disease, and reduce cytokine levels throughout the body, including vascular autoimmune disease, and even fight cancer. There's nothing like Cell Defense Plus in NutriMedical in our armamentarium to fight vascular disease, cancer, and autoimmune diseases. We can use it with other amazing, powerful nutraceuticals you can obtain at NutriMedical to stop free radicals, turn off inflammation, and fight cancer, autoimmune disease, and heart disease. Cell Defense Plus is unique in its ability to get rid of cancer mother cells. And if you want to stay well, it's one of the most important things to take daily for your immune system to reduce cytokine levels throughout your body and heal. Get them at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical every day of your life. Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, Myco D2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical. An important concept you mentioned in previous shows, we have a border wall to prevent us from leaving the country, which includes the IRS literally seizing your passport. We also, by the way, don't understand the fact that international trade is set up with the United States, Mexico, and Canada to harmonize our social programs eventually to people have easy transport across the border. So although you hear all the stuff about the border with Trump, the reality is that global trade is moving forward in 10 trade zones, which the Council on Foreign Relations conceived in the fall of 1973 in their journal Foreign Affairs. We're dealing with an old green math where even if you seized all the wealth of all the wealthy people, even anybody, just middle class, let's say you seized all the wealth from all the middle class and all the wealthy people, you couldn't pay off a thousandth of the debt in derivatives, which is like 275 or 85 quadrillion, which a quadrillion is $1,000 trillion. And the fact is, this is all on purpose because everybody on the planet is chattelized debt against the international debt, and they want to keep us as debt slaves because they don't want us to accumulate transgenerational wealth. Or if the population starts to live old, let's say the average age is, say, in 50 years is 100, they don't want to have 100-year-olds healthy doing sports and still accumulating wealth. That's why they want to have the death tax. Now, Trump got rid of that. But the fact, if you look at worldwide, how are they going to achieve the tax? Well, no, in California, they can tax internationally. I think it's the only place I know where Californians can try to see if they can achieve tax against corporations and businesses in any country on earth. I don't think they're very good at it, but they got it on the books, don't they?
No, they have it on the books that if you're a corporation, you will be taxed based on your worldwide income, not on your income in California. Because they, after all, don't want you able to shift money from California to Barbados or wherever. They don't want you able to move money, so they can't grab it.
Right.
And therefore, they argue that they can just grab it anyway.
Right.
California is a rather eccentric state, of course. It has one-third of all America's welfare recipients, more than one-quarter of all the illegal aliens. It has a massive population of government dependents and beneficiaries who, of course, vote Democratic, and they have a totally rigged election system that guarantees Democrats can never lose because they control the counting, they control the issuance of ballots, much as they control the issuance of money. But the larger point, the average American doesn't realize we only have at any given moment about $1.5 trillion in actual cash money.
Wow.
That people can handle. And two-thirds of that is held outside the U.S., you know, in the mattress of French farmers and things like that, where they're saving dollars, or they're using dollars in central banks abroad as part of their financial stability basis. But we rely on just bookkeeping entries. I mean, when the
right.
Federal Reserve decides it's going to create $1 trillion, as it's been doing the last 2 years, just as it did under Obama for 8 years. By the way, our national debt has now crossed $22 trillion
right.
in immediate short-term debt.
Right.
In longer-term debt, in total national debt, which means public and private obligations,
right.
it's probably about $75 trillion right now.
By the way, a lot of programs were converted from funded programs like Medicare and Social Services to basically debt obligations. And they actually stole the money that was actually being put in by people like me that have been paying for decades for our own health care as seniors. People don't know that, do they? They don't realize that the government actually stole over generations ago all the money and actually, you know, put it into stupid things or wasteful government programs or everything from abortion overseas to putting up walls in Jordan and not America. For example, one of the stupidest things we did was we went to war after 9/11 for no good reason. to say Saddam Hussein had to be taken down at the cost in Iraq alone of $7 trillion with a T dollars. And that's the at least the obvious surface cost. The actual cost with number of people injured, damaged, or dead is much more than that. And people don't understand. This is really craziness, and there's a day of reckoning coming.
Well, the financial system is totally paper moon. You know, it's utterly unreal. It's just an illusion that continues to work because people accept the illusion. If people suddenly woke up and looked at their paper money, they would realize it's a total fantasy. For example, our unfunded liability, meaning what we already owe on Social Security that we've already guaranteed to pay, although we never guarantee the amount technically, the government technically doesn't owe you any particular amount of money. No matter how much you've paid in, you do not have a lockbox with your name on it. So if they wanted to pay you $1 a year in Social Security, they would meet their legal obligation to you as a Social Security recipient. In any event, the obligation is the government's entire budget is what? $4.5-5 trillion against a $125 trillion unfunded liability that just for Social Security is growing by more than $5 trillion a year. In other words, it's growing faster than the entire federal budget. And as things will continue now, between the interest we'll pay on the debt, what we pay in Social Security, and what we pay in Medicare, those three things are going to eat up 100% of the budget by somewhere between 2026 and 2036.
Well,
how they play the game.
Let me provide several solutions. The first one is carrot bars. And carrot bar ICO coins backed by gold, because gold is the international standard. Second thing is, what I tell people is get your citizenship outside the corporation where you're chattelized to the debt and become a state citizen. And we talk about this with Kelby Smith and his advocates.org. The third thing is make sure you're prepped up. In other words, don't be tied to the rapid shift in the economy, because what they want to do, just like the crash in the economy after 9/11 and 2008, many of these crashes are manipulated. For example, I guarantee you that the left and the globalists are going to try their very best to crash the economy enough so they can have the social communist take over from Trump in 2020.
In fact, of the seven books Craig and I have written, the very first one was titled Crashing the Dollar.
Right. So I would like to get into that, because how do they get your books, by the way? How do they get them?
Oh, to get our current book, for example, Money, Morality, and the Machine, you can get that absolutely free and postpaid. You don't need to pay $20 to Jeff Bezos and Amazon just by calling the following toll-free number, also free, 800-630-1492, like the year Columbus sailed the ocean blue. That's 1-800-630-1492. We'll try to mention it one more time before the show ends, so you might want to get pencil and paper. But this is no cost, no obligation to you. And we do this basically as our little Blues Brothers mission from God, just as a way of saying that our grandchildren, your grandchildren, we want them to have a world fit to live in. And the way we're going now, we're not going to have that. The government is inevitably headed for bankruptcy. And what is the government doing? We're seeing things like this Green New Deal, in which to win a political race, all you need to do is say, let's tax the rich, and we're going to double and triple and quadruple the tax burden on the populace in general.
Yeah, but they want to get rid of the middle class.
We're going to quadruple government spending.
Well, basically, if you actually look at the population of America, less than half of America pays all the tax.
Right.
And the middle class, including people with just average income, average middle class, and the wealthy, if you look at the wealthy people that make over $1 million, they pay actually probably around, I think, 70% of the taxes are paid by people that are actually relatively wealthy.
The top 1% pay 45.7% of the tax.
So what we're saying now, it's already a reality. And the thing is, there's different kinds.
The top 20% pay 87% of all the taxes.
So this idea that they've created something new, first off, the debt bomb is going to happen. Now, I'll tell you how the debt bomb will happen. It'll probably be out of their hands. It'll be like something like a geomagnetic pole shift or a coronal mass ejection with a power outage. Or it could be basically a regional war. that causes such catastrophe that the world economy crashes. In most people don't realize this. The average American is one or two paychecks away from not being able to buy groceries or even to pay their mortgage. 75% of Americans are two paychecks away from catastrophe, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a pretty good estimate.
Right. And what that means is basically, if there's any hiccup in anything, from the environment to the economy to a regional war that's thousands of miles from where you live, the economy in the world could crash. And it's all integrated. For example, the debt is integrated because these commodities and these debt obligations and these derivatives are all locked in all over the world. Now, one of the things that the Chinese are saying, they don't want to get involved with the economic system of the West, but they already have. They're liars. The fact that they have their own insulated economy and print their own money is no different than the Fed Reserve System. The Fed Reserve System, which is based in the Vatican, with the Vatican, and with the Queen of the Netherlands, who is Queen Benelux, basically controls 90% of the world currency. And so they're just happily printing money away like crazy, and they don't give a damn about how much money is being printed. In fact, inflation is their way of taxing away people's wealth so that if, for example, a dollar back in when I was a kid in 1952, and in 1955 when I'd go to Creelman's grocery store to get things for my mom, by the way, believe it or not, as a 3- and 4-year-old, I could go with the dollars in my hand and buy cigarettes for her for like a buck something, and I get 2 pennies and I could get a bag of penny candy. The dollar now is worth about maybe 2 to 3% of what it was back in the late 40s, early 50s. It's not worth very much. And what is it going to be worth in the future?
Well, actually, from the days when we were on the gold standard in 1913 and launched the Fed, the dollar has fallen to less than 2 pennies of the purchasing power of an American dollar.
I believe you. I believe you. And here's the problem. How much more would it fall if Ocasio-Cortez and her cadre of crazy Democrats? And remember, the Rhino Republicans hide it. But we have people like Mitch McConnell and others who are pretending to be Republicans, but they're rhinos. They're still making dirty deals with China and elsewhere in the back doors and stuffing foreign bank accounts because they're no better than at least the Democrats are being publicly evil. The Rhino Republicans are being sneaky about it, aren't they?
They are. Of course, many of the things that have happened since Obama, the Federal Reserve implemented a thing called ZIRP, Zero Interest Rate Policy. What that meant is that if you were a government or you were a very large corporation with perfectly heavy credit, you could borrow all the money you needed. You didn't need to earn it. You just needed to borrow it. And the amazing thing is, borrowed money is not taxed. So if you're operating by borrowing, it's much cheaper than actually earning the money and then paying tax on it. So you're in a whole different cosmos when you're living on borrowed money. And that, of course, is what a lot of Americans are doing when you now say they couldn't survive for 2 weeks or for 4 weeks on the money they have, because they don't rely on money. They rely on a credit card, or they rely on the government making sure a welfare check is there. In fact, we have a whole department in the government whose only job is, in the event of nuclear war, it will make sure people continue to get their welfare checks.
Oh, my.
Because the economy would collapse into total war and chaos if we didn't. I mean, this is how we target we've targeted nuclear weapons this way for 50 years now through a system called NESS, the National Entity Survival Studies, the point of which is, you ask, what is the basis of social cohesion? Why do we actually live together, especially in big cities? Because in a big city, you've never known the stuff not to go down when you flush the toilet, never known water not to be there on tap. You've always had to sleep with a nightlight because you've never gotten over your childish fear of the dark. As we found out when Johnny Carson once joked that there was a danger of a national toilet paper shortage, for the next 3 months there was a national toilet paper shortage because everyone ran down to the store to stock up toilet paper. Your neighborhood supermarket, under those conditions, has 15 minutes worth of food.
Well, we push legacy foods, and we push legacy foods, which we have a link to in our Shop by Products. We're looking at other companies, too. One is called Humana. But the fact is, most people don't have food storage. They don't have 2 months' worth of food. If I was going to make a really bad B-movie that would scare the hell out of people, I'd call it The Fourth Day. And because of The Fourth Day, there's backup power for water, but there isn't backup power for sewage in any Western nation, including Australia, New Zealand, and Canada. and they have to turn off the water, otherwise it'll back up in your sink and your tub and your toilet.
Of course, there is one thing. In a social breakdown, there will be no police there to protect you. You had better be able to protect yourself. And the difficulty is you don't even know your neighbor who lives four doors away from you.
And by the way, if you don't have basic trauma and basic life support skills, including compound fractures or whatever, don't expect EMTs or doctors to show up. They're protecting their own family. They're not. Okay? Yo-yo. CBD or cannabidiol oil has amazing properties of reducing anxiety, fighting cancer, lowering blood pressure, and helping the body's immune system respond appropriately to infections and inflammation, and modulating autoimmune diseases. CBD oil from our source is carbon dioxide extracted at 550 milligrams for 15-ml bottle or 37 milligrams per mil, but has a special, most powerful liposomal polyphenol to absorb much higher concentrations than by any other source or any other provider in America or worldwide. Get CBD liposomal oil from NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871, and calm yourself down. You can take our other nutraceuticals with it, like Stress2Go, 5-HTP Cross, Calm Mind, and Brain Mag. But get them at NutriMedical.com, the ultimate place for solutions for your health with oat toxic polypharmacy. That's NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical. Calm Mind and Brain Mag are an amazing combination. Calm Mind contains myo-inositol, xanthine, and GABA. And Brain Mag contains magnesium L-threonate to calm the brain down by blocking the N-methyl-D-aspartate receptor. We can use this along with other nutraceuticals for anxiety, including 5-HTP Cross that crosses the blood-brain barrier, Stress2Go, and the use of our CBD liposomal oil as well to reduce and calm the brain down and reduce seizure activity and non-seizure activity in the limbic system that causes anxiety. If you have questions regarding our protocol for anxiety and sleep, do contact us at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. You can get a free protocol and a callback if you purchase any products at 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com, the best place to get the wellness protocols to stay, keep you well with the toxic polypharmacy. Stay well with NutriMedical. CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol is a water-soluble form that crosses the blood-brain barrier, regenerates gums, and is necessary as a reserve form to convert back to CoQ10 the spark of life for all mitochondria throughout your body. There's nothing like CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol to complement CoQ10 Supreme itself. The CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol from Dr. Bill Deagle is the highest quality available in the world, and very importantly, should be taken to reverse heart failure, hypertension, diabetes, and many peripheral neuropathy and central neuropathy conditions such as post-traumatic brain injury, stroke, and recover from Parkinson's disease and ALS. Get NutriMedical's CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And if you need an additional protocol, do contact us for a free starter protocol at NutriMedical. Thank you for taking care of yourself with NutriMeds and technology from Dr. Bill. We're here for you every day with starter-free protocols. Take care and stay well with NutriMedical every day. Diabetes is a condition in which insulin resistance in muscles can be reversed with diabetoline, biotin plus, and the use of leptin metabolic to lower insulin and leptin resistance in the tissue. We can block the conversion of carbohydrates to sugar with glycemics and reduce the conversion of protein in the liver to sugar through the use of berberstatin. Now, these protocols are very helpful to reduce heart and vascular disease, peripheral neuropathy, and neurodegeneration. Contact us at NutriMedical.com and NutriMedical.com to receive the protocol and expanded therapies, or 888-212-8871. We're available on our show daily from 12 to 3 Pacific Time, 2 to 5 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern, Monday to Friday, and Dr. Bill does consultations to review your case and help you with your condition with a free starter protocol, a call back if you purchased any products, and advanced videotape consultations. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This is amazing. Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with you, providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutraMedical. Start off the segment, let's go on how do people get the amazing books free, F-R-E-E. No cost, no shipping cost, nothing.
Well, to get the current book free, you could just dial 800-630-1492. We'll pay the postage and everything, won't cost you a penny. 1-800-630-1492, like the year Columbus sailed the ocean blue. Even though he's politically incorrect, I hesitate even to mention him. But,
yeah.
I mean, as part of the surrealism of the money, we talk about... for example, the American people, 76%, when Ocasio-Cortez stands up and says, let's soak the rich, or when Elizabeth Warren does, the people applaud. They say, yeah, let's do that. There was recently announced a $238 million penthouse in New York City. What was the popular response? It should be massively taxed. Say the people. No wonder Amazon is rethinking its decision to move to New York City, is on the verge of leaving. And if you look at a country like Venezuela that already is where the Democratic Party wants to take America, what are they like? Well, the daughter of Hugo Chavez, the founding dictator of modern-day socialist Marxist
right.
Venezuela,
right.
His daughter, miraculously, and he was only a lowly military person, remember, who took power in a coup.
Right.
His lowly daughter is now worth more than $4 billion.
Ooh.
I wonder where she got it. But this is the thing. There is a subclass of the children of the rulers of Venezuela who are very, very rich. Now,
as
they show off constantly how superior they are because their parents stole the money from others.
So they have a Scrooge McDuck money pit, is what you're saying.
Yeah, only they have no legitimate claim to it at all. Oh, by the way, this is the 100th anniversary of the Communist Party USA. I hope we're all celebrating that. Why should you be aware? Because since 1988, the Communist Party USA has ceased to run its own candidates for president or vice president. It simply endorses the Democrat.
In fact, what we should rename the Democratic Party is the Demon Rats, but I call them the Demon Rat Communist Party USA. That's what they are. Look at Ocasio-Cortez. Look at Warren. Look at Bernie Sanders. I saw socialized health care kill people in Canada. I had doctors that actually immigrated from Britain to Canada because the first few years of funded health care in Canada was somewhat more free. But the fact is there's three things that are bad about socialized medicine. Number one, it's top-down control. Number two, it's fee-for-service, and they determine what you have. You have indentured slavery of doctors, and they can't deviate and provide treatments other than what's called prescribed, prescription codes for what's going to be funded or paid. And as a result, if you deviate, you're going to get disciplined. And so what I see is these people, let's call them what they are. Ocasio-Cortez is a communist. Bernie Sanders is a communist. Elizabeth Warren's a communist. And they themselves are very wealthy, just like the people in the Communist Party in Russia. They could always go down to the Gray Building and get whatever they wanted, whether it's CDs or borscht or sausage. They could always get whatever they wanted.
According to Elizabeth Warren's own official statement as a member of the Congress, as a senator, she may have a family net worth of $10 million or more.
I heard that.
Of course, that's all kept very fuzzy and vague, but she and her husband have made a tremendous amount of money. Why? From their government connections. By the way, she announced her presidency this last week. It wasn't as bad as that woman from, Minnesota, I guess, who gave a long speech against global warming, but her speech turned out to be in a blizzard. Now, Elizabeth Warren simply spoke in Lawrence, Massachusetts, where in 1912, textile workers staged a famous strike.
Right.
And therefore, she was on the side of the workers, and wasn't it wonderful, and we need to fight again, she said. The only problem is, I happen to be a student of that strike.
Wow.
As I am of much that happened on the political left. And it turns out that famous strike in Massachusetts was... The workers there already had their own union representatives from the AFL-CIO, the Textile Workers Union. But into that fray came the Industrial Workers of the World, which is a half-socialist, half-anarchist labor union. It threw out the AFL-CIO representation. It took over the strike and controlled it itself. And then, when the workers did not show sufficient loyalty or enthusiasm for the daily class struggle to overthrow capitalism, the union just left the workers and went away, much as Billy Joel in his famous song Allentown says, and the union leaders drove away. That has happened over and over again. But in any event, the workers then had gained some concessions from the factory owners. All those concessions were then forgotten, because they no longer had any union representation at all. And so it is today in Lawrence, Massachusetts. They developed this this Rust Belt kind of we hate capitalism attitude. And what does that do? It guarantees that no sane capitalist is ever going to invest there, because you're investing in a nest of people who are emotionally, ideologically your enemy. And as a result, Lawrence, Massachusetts today has 50% higher unemployment than the average town in the United States, because they've created an anti-business, anti-free market atmosphere there. And Elizabeth Warren went there to embrace it wholeheartedly last weekend.
Whoa.
I mean, so she is the enemy of prosperity in America and the enemy
right.
of all real workers who expect to make anything.
When I see her body language, it disturbs me. I call these people of clay and iron. Do you know what that stands for? Clay, human flesh, and iron. I see if you were to visit all these Democrats and you actually could discern the demonic entities and name the incubi and succubi in each one of these Democrats, you'd realize clay, being human flesh, is indwelt and avatared by transdimensional demonic entities. These are not normal people. A logical, normal, decent human being wouldn't support this craziness. This is evil in its most incarnate form, isn't it? It's just plain evil.
Oh, it is. And not only does she want capitalists to be subject to a wealth tax, which isn't really a wealth tax, mind you, it is a capital tax. You're taking away from them what they would otherwise invest in new companies, new products, new workers, hiring more people.
New inventions.
To the government. And I ask you, what does government make, other than war, I mean? Government doesn't make any damn thing.
Well, they make one thing. They make debt. They're the debt machine that keeps us all enslaved. They misspend.
I suppose that's fair, but I don't think of debt as... I think of debt as a negative, not as something...
Well, these people have what's called a negative IQ. I call them brainiacs with a minus IQ of 3,000.
But not only does she want to create that, she also, as I wrote last August in... I guess it was WorldNet Daily, WND.com.
Right.
Here now. She proposed her Accountable Capitalism Act. And what that act would do is say that any American company making $1 billion of revenue a year, in other words, any big corporation, would have to have a government charter. And for the government to give them a charter, they would have to devote most of their work and effort to what the Warren called stakeholders. In other words, you're not just working for your shareholders, you're not even working for your workers. You rather are working for protesters, activists, environmental wackos, left-wing wackos, all kinds of people who are just there to prey on your company and suck money and energy out of it. And Elizabeth Warren would say, if a company doesn't do that, it will be destroyed. And by the way, a key element of her plan was to have a provision that companies would not be permitted to engage in political free speech, as the Supreme Court under Citizens United said they could do. Whoa. In other words, companies will be shut up. The left will be able to speak all at once and own the media. But companies will no longer be able to buy an ad to say, ask Congressman Jones or ask Senator Warren why she's doing this awful, awful thing.
Right.
That
well, look at the cities.
Forbidden.
On Drudge today, I'm looking at the Drudge page, and it shows major cities becoming uninhabitable hellholes. Rats, public defecation, open drug use. Dallas has the worst mosquitoes. A bombshell record. It's called Boom Bust. Record number of Americans 90 days behind car payments. Married couples moving in with multiple roommates. People need to understand, although the economy overall is, quote, better for corporations and manufacturing coming back here, and we're better than most of the nations, we're on the knife's edge of a worldwide economic collapse, aren't we?
We are. And by the way, Stacey Abrams, who you saw giving the State of the Union reply to Trump's State of the Union address, she has now, as of today, been slapped with her seventh tax lien for her nonprofit corporation. In other words, she talks about how we're going to tax those rich and tax others to create a wonderful welfare state for people. But when it comes her time to pay her fair share of the tax, she ditches out. She doesn't pay her taxes. And because she's a Democrat, she's allowed to get away with it.
Wow.
But I mean, like most Democrat leaders today, she is just scum on a half shell. A violent, tolerant. Oh, by the way, speaking of satanic evil,
that's a good term, man.
Michael Bloomberg, the three-time mayor of New York City, the very, very rich billionaire,
right.
He just pledged this week he's going to give $500 million to the 2020 campaign to defeat Trump. That's one rich person buying. I mean, that is as much as used to be spent by everybody for a presidential campaign.
Right.
Michael Bloomberg is now going to spend that all by himself to defeat Trump.
Well, actually, I think it'll have the opposite effect, because the average American has an IQ range 20% higher to 40% higher than all the politicians. And it's my feeling that Trump's popularity, despite all the negative stuff, is actually increasing now. I'm not saying Trump is perfect. He's screwing up on a lot of things. He's recycling water. He pushed 5G network. And I have a list of things that I mentioned before I called what POTUS does. And I'm putting an article together I'm going to put up in my newsletter and also on the Rents Network. And perhaps Jeff might have me back on to talk about it, because I want you to understand what's going on here now. We have a situation where, you know, there's a lot of things that could be done but aren't being done, right, in order to actually fix.
You know what they're going to do in New Jersey? They're already putting it in process. They are putting in a provision that says if Trump does not release all his confidential tax records to us, the left-wing politicians who run New Jersey, we will deny him the right to put his name on the ballot in 2020. He won't even be on the ballot.
You're kidding.
No. Now think about that. We're just going to impose a weird rule, an arbitrary, unfair, capricious rule, and you will not be allowed on the ballot unless you agree with it or go along with it.
Whoa.
That is New Jersey. That's a left-wing state in the country.
Mention a couple of talking points here. I'm going to expand to an article. We need a Bracero II program where they bus people from their home country so they don't get the birth control pill so girls aren't raped 40 times before they get to the U.S. border. We need a tracker anklet on the people that come up here, vetted workers. We need to keep half their wages like we did 50 years ago, 70, 60 years ago when they go back to their home country. We need in Syria drones, remote warriors, preemptive destruction of their infrastructure and jammed communications, and interdiction of recruits in the EU, Canada, Britain, and USA by having somebody listen in Arabic to the Muslim mosques recruiting second and third generation. North Korea, humanitarian aid needs to be tied to trade schools that are portable, but an on-site investigation with Special Delta Force protecting us while we actually disassemble their nukes and missile silos, all linked together. I mean, there's a whole lot of things that Trump is screwing up on, but believe me, he is the best we got, despite the fact that 80% of what he should do isn't getting done. The 20% is great. And the fact is, the Democrats are so over the edge crazy, even the leftist pro-abortion Democrats wouldn't support, 66% would not support late-term abortion and infanticide. They're evil incarnate, aren't they? Evil incarnate.
They are. And the Virginia...
You're listening to the Rents Radio Network, nationwide and worldwide on the net.